And now to a song from a hit TV show. The new season is underway. Tonight, viewers are invited to go back into the lion's den. You're so beautiful. Get the proud I show. Empire, the hip-hop drama chronicling the ups and downs of record mogul Lucius Lion and his family, became the breakout TV hit of the last year. And the breakout hit within the show was Taraji P. Henson's character, Cookie Lion. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates of our Code Switch team looks at why.
Last season, we met Cookie Lion as she was released from a 17-year-long jail stint. She took the fall for her now ex-husband, Lucius. Once out, she makes a beeline for her son Jamal's apartment and, after a long hug, looks around.
For a queen, you sure do keep a messy place.
Jamal is gay and apparently not the best housekeeper. That comment is pure Cookie Lion, loving and supportive, but still able to bring the truth. And Michael Arsenault, a cultural critic and writer for Ebony.com, appreciates that.
I love that she's so outspoken. I love that she's not respectable. For me, she's very much somebody's black auntie. I'm glad I get to see that type of black woman on TV and not be kind of like one note.
Attica Locke is a producer and writer on Empire, and she says the team really wanted to make a show infused with black culture that wasn't a primer on black life.
I think everybody knows a Cookie. Somebody put it really smartly. They said the show is not concerned with the white gaze at all. We're playing inside baseball with black culture.
And Cookie is the team's head coach. Her rules remain the same, whether she's at her own table or the one presided over by her ex-husband's girlfriend. Here, at a family dinner, she's correcting what she sees as a serious faux pas.
Lucius and I are very excited to have you all here in our home for dinner. So please, don't be afraid to dig in and enjoy.
Excuse me.
In this family, we say grace before we shove food in our mouths. Shall we?
Classic Cookie. Attica Locke says old black folks have a saying for what Cookie is.
Cookie ain't all right, but she not all wrong either. So she gets some stuff wrong, but she gets a lot of stuff dead on right.
She's definitely right in business, says Audrey Edwards. Edwards, a former executive editor of Essence magazine, has blogged about Empire. She says Cookie Lion is a Versace-clad fictional counterpart to some real-life black female music moguls.
She's a very smart woman. You know, in the same way Anna Gordy was smart, in the same way Sylvia Rhone at Atlantic Records was smart. You know, the record industry has always had a history of smart black women behind the scenes.
Cookie is very astute, and she's secure enough to not like things or people just because they're considered important by her so-called betters. Here, she's eyeballing a huge painting by an Austrian master Lucius has collected. Lucius can't resist showing off.
That's a Klimt.
Yeah, well, you can keep it. It's ugly.
Audrey Edwards says she loves that Empire and Cookie aren't kneeling at the altar of mainstream culture and are keeping it 100% real.
That kind of reference is saying that we as a people don't have to adopt other people's aesthetic. We have our own aesthetic.
Cookie Lion has her own aesthetic, a rainbow of furs, a blinding array of diamonds, and designer stilettos for days. And she has her own ethos. People who condescend to her would fare very poorly in the tough environment she came from, and she knows it.
The streets ain't made for everybody. That's why they made sidewalks.
Fasten your seatbelts. Empire's reign begins tonight. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Secure, trust me, babe, I understand.
Straight up,
even with no manicure, just know that I still hold your hand.
You look so good when you walk by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that. You ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. F. Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat.